Hey, it's Jamie. Welcome to the podcast about how rewarding and challenging launching a business is. You will hear from everyday people just like you and me, sharing their journey to entrepreneurship. Let us be your marker on the road so you know you are on the right path.
And hopefully we'll get that link in just a second for you guys to share.
And it should pop up here on my phone here in a minute. Mm-hmm. It says that you are live. It
yes, is success. Ma'am.
Yay.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So
technology.
Woo! Lord have mercy. I'm glad I had a drink first. Okay. So Ashley, thank you so much for your patience and for, you know, just bearing with us because, you know, shit happens. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
Ashley, did you have a chance to watch any of our other Trifecta Tuesdays?
Just a little bit.
Good, good. That's all you need. So, you know, we're crazy. We laugh a lot. I mute Charisse at least once every episode, at least once.
I said at least.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If not more.
At least. She should be muted more than that, but I'm nice. So
whatever. Well, here's what I say, Ashley. Like my mother used to say, you better jump in where you fit in. So if you be sitting here on mute, we ain't gonna learn nothing about you tonight, okay?
I was gonna say.
You want us to learn a lot about you?
So when she starts talking over you, just talk louder, okay? Because when she starts talking over you, you just talk louder and then she'll get the point. Otherwise, you're gonna be waiting for her to take a breath for 90 minutes because my girl don't breathe when she talks.
I'm gonna claim to be old and say I can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. I got my finger on that mute button, so don't you worry. We got it taken care of. So, all right, Trifecta Tuesday. We have introduced a new format that I'm just so excited about because every single Tuesday we introduce a phenomenal business owner doing big stuff in the world. And I just get such a rush from these conversations. They're always enlightening. They're always funny. We always learn things. And so I just absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. So I'm going to do a quick intro. Charisse is going to do a quick intro. And then Ashley, my dear, we are going to want you to introduce yourself. Tell us about your business, and it can be as long as short or as short as you want it to be. Okay.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Jamie Grogan. I am the founder of too many companies. But the one that I'm focused on right now is called Journey Vessels, and it is a high-end subscription box and membership for spiritual newbies. So if you're looking to learn more about yoga, metaphysical, anything, crystals, oils, all of that, if you're looking to learn more about that, go to journey-vessels.com and subscribe. And the membership kicks off January 5th. And all of my products are ethically sourced. So there are no little fingers in Malaysia that have worked on anything that I sell because I do not endorse slave labor, clearly. So that's me. Charisse, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I endorse slave labor. So if you are in Malaysia and you got pennies and you got fingers, I'll take them, okay?
Yeah.
I endorse it.
You're going to hell. But go ahead.
If you are there and you want to take some of my pennies, I'm going to give them to you because I need the help. I'm hiring right now. All right, so my name is Charisse Gilliam. I'm a hustlepreneur. I wrote a book, Hustlepreneur. I have Hustlepreneur Studios, Hustle Mode Academy. I am all things business, and I will show you how to grow and take your business to the next level, and I am the real deal. I will give you free advice and tips and whatever. But for right now, for this month and for next year, I have something that I created myself that I'm very proud of, and it is my 14-month I'm a mad hustler with a dream motivational calendar. So every month there is a different saying that I have that I love on this calendar. And the links to how you buy it will be here. And some of these are special quotes that my daddy said to me all the time, or my cousin used to say to me all the time, or my grandmother. So there may not be ones that you have heard before, but you know, like slow feet don't eat. We see that on the commercial, right? But those will be in the, they're in there to motivate you every month. So you can put it up there and stay motivated as a solopreneur, hustlepreneur, entrepreneur, whatever you are.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that saying in so long.
It's on the commercial. The little boy says, hey, you know, slow feet don't eat. And I was like, wow, I haven't heard that in a long time.
But it's true.
It's true.
True. I love it. Like, closed mouths don't get fed, right?
Yes. That one we hear all the time.
Yeah. Or my mother's favorite, a smart mouth makes a soft behind.
Ooh, right. That's another one. those are not motivational. Those are demotivating. Well, I guess they motivate you to get your act together.
I was going to say, motivate me. All right, Ashley, the floor is all yours.
Okay.
For a girlfriend.
Well, my name is Ashley Jackson Thompson, and I am an event planner for the terminally ill and their loved ones, or anybody that has received any kind of life-altering news. So those people might be on a certain short time limit and need an event planned, whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or you know, a life celebration. They can come to me. It was birthed out of personal experience as being a caregiver to my he was actually my fiance, then became my husband at the time. He had a cancer diagnosis. It was a rare cancer in stage 4. Mm-hmm. So all of what I've been through with him brought me to creating this unique event planning business to give back to people that may find themselves in our same situation.
So yeah, that's a fantastic business. A little different.
Yes.
I gotta say.
Yeah. But
yes.
You know, I mean, like, that's like your heart is on your sleeve every day. Like, you meet a person knowing I'm planning their finality. Like, there's enough tissue in the world for that. Like, how do you do that?
Not necessarily.
Right, Jamie, you are right. You know, for example, after we had returned from our honeymoon, his doctor actually told us that she could no longer do anything for him for his cancer. And she told me to call hospice to get help, because they're basically, he's going to die. Like, there's nothing left I can do. But calling hospice doesn't necessarily mean that person is going to die, right? So it's not always a death wish, but you know, it does have that stigma with it. But you know, planning, it's not necessarily always going to be a final, you know, aspect to it, but it does have that, you know, it can have that cloud around it. But I like to focus more on the life. So life celebration, not funeral, right?
Exactly.
We want to celebrate the life that person
right.
had.
Right. Exactly.
I'm huge on giving people their flowers and the hats off while they're here.
Thank you.
First of all, don't send me roses because I don't like them. I only like them. I don't like tulips, but the tulips are very seasonal unless you're in Dutch somewhere where they're growing them. But I like, send me my flowers where I can smell them now.
Yeah.
And not, you know, you guys enjoying them when I'm gone.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like, not even enjoying them either, because, you know, I know somebody who whose husband tragically overdosed, and everybody kept sending her flowers and plants. And she was like, what the hell do I do with all of these?
Right.
What do I do with them all? There's only so many flowers and plants. and places in your house, you know. And she was like, I could use the money that these people are spending on, you know, stuff. So I'm all for, you know, spend the money now. You know, my daughter, my youngest daughter, has a tattoo on her rib cage that says eat the blueberries.
Because
you need to just, you need to live now, you know?
Okay.
Tell everybody, don't come to my funeral because I'm not going to be there. Come to my celebration of life because that's where I'm going to be.
Exactly. So, you know, you want to enjoy the moment, as many moments as you can. Cherish every moment. That's why I'm huge on, you know, have the photographer at any chance you can get. Have the videographer any chance you can get, you know, because you've got the full package, the full emotions, you know, in the video. Pictures are great, don't get me wrong, but having a video to look back on. And of course, you know, it's hard. It's not easy, especially, you know, I'm becoming more of a caregiver advocate. Because of everything that I've been through. And, you know, I didn't do a good job of telling people what, like, my side during my husband's treatment. And a lot of people don't know what caregivers go through unless you go through it yourself.
You do.
It's a whole job.
It is.
People need to be paid. Like, because it's seriously a whole job.
And then some people do get the in-home care piece of it, but if you are in a bracket where you can't afford that,
right,
then now you got a bigger problem. Because I've taken care of somebody, my uncle had dementia and, you know, he passed away, but taking care of him, he wasn't, you know, afforded the opportunities of a lot of things, you know, and it just makes it really tough. So here I am paying for a lot of his extended care because he can't afford it, but it is a job. And I had a job, you know, and two kids and a husband, like it's a job.
And, yes.
And one of the things that,
go ahead, Jamie.
Oh, I was just going to say, one of the things that I understand is that even if you have help, that's still your job, because you still have to make sure they're being taken care of properly, getting their medication, taking them to doctor's appointments and all this. It's still a job, even with help. And I love the fact that you say the caregiver's side of it.
Because
I know, what's the name? Christopher Reeves, when he died, and then his wife got lung cancer and had never smoked a day in her life and was dead within 6 months.
Yeah.
How much of that was because of what she went through for so long with Christopher Reeves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I have spent the, you know, better part of half of this year trying to build a community on Facebook for caregivers to understand that it is okay to treat yourself. Like, that's literally what the group is called: Caring for the Caregiver, Treat Yourself.
Because we
don't do a good job. We get so, and Sharice, I'm sure you can relate to this, you get so wrapped up in the caring, the you know, the giving. You don't give back to yourself. You don't take the moment to,
you don't even think you have time. If you and don't try to take on, like, I have a friend right now who has two aging parents. One parent is bedridden, can't get out the bed. So somebody, and she can't lift him, turn him, change his diapers. And then her other parent lives 75 miles away, who needs everyday care. How do you do that?
I want to say hello to Lanice, and I want to say hello to Louise. And Lanice said, I'm a medical assistant, but worked as a caregiver as well.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's what it becomes, right? Like you said, it becomes a full-time job. But imagine trying to put yourself with two aging parents and you're an only child. So it's not like you've got anybody else to call. I was thankful I had brothers and sisters who are brothers anyway, who could relieve me at times, right? I used to tell my brother, you've got to take him to church every Sunday with you so I could go to church and have my own service.
Right.
Right. And he would get mad at me during the service because he'd be like, come get him. You know, and I'd be like, no, you keep him, you know.
Right.
You need your own, when you get your own breaks. You just don't think you get time to take your own break.
Right.
Well, Ashley, and tell us about your business, like kind of soup to nuts. What is it that you do and plan, and give us some examples of things that you've done?
Okay. Yeah. So it actually started back like 8 or 9 years ago. This is a new venture for me, but I have been doing events for about 8 or 9 years. My dad had suddenly passed away from a brain aneurysm in 2011. And he was always about chase your dream. You know, girl, you are a dream chaser. You got to get up off that butt if you want your footprints in the sand. That was one of his most famous lines ever. You can either have your butt prints in the couch or your footprints in the sand. Which one is it going to be? So he just always instilled, you know, having that like hustlepreneur spirit. Right. Yeah. He was an entrepreneur. Right. So I just knew I was going to probably end up following in his steps. But so he had such a huge heart for, you know, kids growing up in this community to go to college and, you know, chase their dreams. So I do a 5K race in his memory every year. So yeah. I plan, I've been planning events surrounding that each year, but it wasn't until I, you know, what I went through with my husband back in March of 2017, we had just been engaged for less than 3 months.
Wow.
And we got the news that he had stage four, a rare cancer in stage four.
Wow. Wow. So, he is like a miracle because he's here.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And it was a 35% chance of survival. Yeah. I don't advise anybody to ever look statistics up because it will just wreck you.
Yeah.
Of course I did. Right. But
of course.
Inquiring minds wanted to know. But so, you know, I just kept the faith because I'm like, he's young. Mm-hmm. I became a caregiver at 31. He was diagnosed at 37. So, you know, we were just like, well, we have to fight.
Yeah.
Like, right. There, what else is there to do but fight? And, you know, just through all the radiation, chemo.
Wow.
He did have a major surgery that left him with a part of his nose gone. They had to take his left eye and a part of his skull all in one surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And mind you, again, we weren't married at this point.
Right.
we were engaged. So, you know, we had to work through those emotions.
Yeah.
He went on to have more radiation and chemo. And we did get married because I asked if we could elope. Like, let's just go to the courthouse and have a big shindig in a year or two when you're healthier. He was like, no. I want to see you walk down in your beautiful dress down the aisle. That's why I'm sitting here getting this chemo.
Right.
And radiation. Right. Oh. I said, okay, all right. You know, why would I fight that? So we did get married in August of 2018. We, like I mentioned earlier, we went on our honeymoon. It was about 3 days after we got back from our honeymoon is when we heard that we needed to call hospice. And of course, working through those emotions. But then they called us back and said that they reviewed his case again and thought maybe it wasn't tumor, but maybe it was a dead scar tissue that was growing and it made the test seem like it was a tumor. So the only way they could determine if it was tumor or the scar tissue was to open him back up again.
And oh, I'm my like, gosh. Really?
I'm like, because the first surgery was so awesome. I was like, okay, great. But this time when they opened him up, they had to take a little bit more of his skull and a part of his brain.
This is tough. So
what's that?
This is tough hearing it. Yeah. I can't even fathom.
I mean, I laugh a little bit, but it's just that was like my mechanism to get through things was
right.
just to like, humor. Well, this is life right now, you know.
Humor.
So you know, I was scared because, you know, we are such movie aficionados. You know, we've seen all kinds of movies where people forget their loved ones and stuff. So I'm like, when the doctor told me they had to take a part of his brain out that mm-hmm. could affect his moods or memory, I was like, oh, really? So I'm sitting there like waiting for him to recover. And I'm so anxious. I'm like, do you know me? Yeah. Like, who am I? He's like, girl, get out my face. Let me recover. I know who you are. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. Wow. But so, you know, leading all up through this caregiving journey, you know, I'm missing me, Ashley, because I'm pouring so much into Troy. Mm-hmm. That's my husband's name. I'm just pouring so much of me into him, forgetting myself.
Right.
And you know, when we get to March of this year, 2020, he was, you know, declared cancer free finally.
Right.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank God.
Oh.
That's when I was like, yes. And then like a couple weeks go by and I'm like, well, since I'm not having to go up and down the highway every day and manage daily doctor's visits, I'm like, well, what is Ashley supposed to do? Because now yeah. I'm like lost because
right.
Like I said, I poured so much routine. Into that. Yeah.
Right.
It was like what's a hamster on the hamster wheel. Yeah. So I actually decided to invest in myself, stop the insanity mm-hmm. and invest in myself. And I hired a business coach because I knew I needed to be in business for myself. I just didn't know.
Good job.
I have so many ideas. It's just like, yeah. I didn't know where to begin.
Right.
Good. So, you know, as a business coach does, she helped me work right. through my likes, dislikes, passions. And she actually has this really cool thing where she talks about a pain island versus a pleasure island.
Right.
And after we sat down and started looking through everything, you know, my pain was my caregiver journey, the things that I've seen my husband go through, what I had to go through, and I harbored a lot of my emotions because mm-hmm. caregivers are supposed to be strong, right?
Yep.
Right.
We can't cry, we can't have our complaints, we keep it bottled in. So it was like one of my first times to actually write stuff down, and then mm-hmm. I'm looking at it, and as we're talking things through, she's like, you talk about travel and event planning a lot, and then I see your pain island and your pleasure island, and let's see what's going on here. Well, we get to talking, and I'm such an emotional being, I start crying. I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't want to talk about that. It's hard, it's vulnerable, but it made sense because it has such a huge impact on my life. Mm-hmm. I've lost my father, right. and then I almost lost my husband.
Yeah.
So the caring aspect is so huge within my world, within my realm, it has to be shared. Like, a lot of people just don't talk about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the event planning part of my business is like the cream on the top.
Yeah. Right.
My main focus is, you know, and I lead with, what can I do for caregivers? What can I do to help? But as far as the event planning goes, you know, like I mentioned before, the celebrations of life,
yeah.
Weddings. And since my launch, I've had more weddings with, you know, people that aren't terminally ill.
Right.
But they actually tell me the reason why they book me is because they've read my story and they're like, wow.
Right.
Like you know what love is because what you went through.
Right.
And I want to work with someone that is that caring.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they've told me.
Yeah.
So I'm blessed because I launched a business during COVID, during a pandemic. Right. And I've just kept leading with my story and the business comes. So, you know, I'm just here to help and I will do the best of my ability to help who I can and when I can. I go where I'm led.
Yes.
You know, some people ask me, well, I'm based in the Dayton, Ohio area.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask her, well, are you willing to travel? If someone called me from California, absolutely.
Right. You actually, put on an N95 mask and get on about your business.
Yeah. Yep. It's funny because my cousin lives in San Francisco and she just recently got engaged and she was like, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I need your help planning and, you know, be a part of it somehow. So I'm like, okay, we'll figure that out. But, you know, I'm willing to go where I'm called.
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
That is really, truly an amazing story. And
it's
mind blowing that so soon, because you said this year he was declared cancer.
Like a month before COVID hit or right in
Yes, exactly.
They came together probably.
Yes.
You know, like, woohoo, we can travel and we can do all this stuff. And then it's like, oh no, you've been locked up in a hospital for a year and now you'll be locked up at home for a year.
Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying though is that you looked around. I mean, I don't know about you, but I would still be in my bed rocking, going, oh, I'm so glad this is over. Oh my goodness, I'm just eating some chocolate, bonbon, something. But no, you looked around in a couple weeks, you said, and said, what's Ashley all about? I'm not kidding you when I say I would still be in my bed. I would still be in my bed trying to figure out how the hell I just get up and brush my teeth.
Right.
Yeah, now, see, I will be honest, you know, Troy's very good at reading me and my body language, even though I'm like, no, you don't. He does. And again, he could tell I was getting restless. I was not happy with myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even conversations with my mom, she would remind me who I am, that I am her child, that I am my father's child.
Yeah.
And you can do whatever you want.
Right.
You know, she tells me all the time, you know, I'm sure all moms say this, but the sky isn't even a limit.
Right.
So.
And no, all moms don't say it. So be very thankful that your mom does, but that's a good mom.
Right. Yeah, but she's actually on that. That's Louise.
Oh, hey, mom.
But what I'm saying though, Ashley, is that, you know, nobody would even, you know, knock you for saying, you know, it took me 6 months. It took me a year, you know, to get back on my feet and, you know, feel normal again. You know, I'm sorry, but weeks, 3 months, 4 months. Man, listen, I would not be answering nobody's phone call. I would need hospice because it's at a point where, you know, you're like so relieved. I mean, I can't even imagine the relief. Actually, I can a little bit because my little brother had a brain aneurysm as well and we thought we were going to lose him. So,
oh, wow.
So I can, you know, I can relate, but you know, a sibling and a husband is just totally different. You know, you're planning your future. You're in love with this man. I just think it's totally different, but I just commend you. And I hope that you took time and take time to be proud of yourself for saying, okay, this is what I was. Now let me figure out what I am now. And where I go from here. So take time to be proud of yourself and to pat yourself on the back, because as a caregiver, I'm sure you probably don't do that enough.
Right.
So
I'm here to say, I haven't done that.
I'm here to say you are a badass.
Right. Boom. Can I echo that? Can I say echo?
Badass.
Thank you. You are. Man, be proud of it. Put I'm a badass on, look, I'm a mad hustler. Get I'm a badass. Get it. You are. Put on the shirt. It's true.
It's very true. Your mother said, love you, ladies. Wait. So hey, T Thompson.
Right. Oh, that's my hubby.
Oh, that's him. I was on time. Later on, we're gonna announce her surprise. Hopefully he's near you. He can pop in and do that little thing he likes to say.
He right? said so proud of my wifey. You're gonna make me cry.
Oh, she's so cute. Later we're gonna have her announce her surprise. And when she does, hopefully he's nearby you, because he likes to say this little part.
Oh yeah, I'll be able to
come in. You'll have him come in and say his little piece. Okay. So hubby, if you're nearby, get ready when you're on cue, when she announces her surprise. You come in and do the little part that you like to do, right? You come in and say, hey, this is the part I like. So we'll catch up. Okay, but look, we got to stop and put a pause, put a pin in it, because we don't know how to reach Ashley. Like, where do we find you?
Yeah.
Have somebody get a hold of you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so you can get a hold of me on Facebook, Instagram, at Timeless Dream Events. You can go to my website at www.timelessdreamevents.com. I got some exciting things dropping tomorrow that
Reese
alluded to.
I feel left out. What's going on?
You are so left out. See, I'm all in the know. But before we get to that part, can we go back a little bit about Ashley, so we could just leave Jamie in superior suspense?
Just remember, I got the mute button.
I got the knowledge.
Not only do I have the mute button, I have the kick your ass out button too. Keep messing with me.
But I have a special thing that I get to do, right? Even though I get kicked out, I get to come back in, right? I'll be like, let me in.
That's because she's like a bad cold that just won't go
away. Go away.
Okay, Ashley, so tell us a little bit more about, like, we understand how you got started and you're doing what you're doing, but how do you describe to somebody, like, this is a good thing to do? Like, how do you tell them, you know, you just got this horrific news that you might not live, but listen, I'm going to throw you a party. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, so, you know, mainly it's really about just listening to the person.
Right.
And let them have their moment. Listen, don't, you know, interject your own thoughts and feelings into it, unless they ask, of course, but just let them talk and listen. And, you know, just sharing, like I said, you know, let's celebrate their life. Let's remember the good, the positive moments.
Right.
We know that the inevitable is coming,
mm-hmm.
but let's have this one, you know, moment, this one shiny moment that we can look back on where, he or she was surrounded by their family, friends, love, and laughter.
Right.
I love that.
Right. Someone said, what's the difference between celebrating your end of life and celebrating a regular event? So if they were saying, you know, we're going to have a wedding, why does it need to be because something tragic is going to happen? Or why not just be like, hey, it's your birthday, just celebrate your birthday. Hey, you're having a wedding, you're getting married, have a wedding. What's the difference between what you're proposing versus like a regular event?
So I mean, in all honesty, not much. I mean, if you're wanting to get married, you're going to get married. It's just that there's some people out there that might be taking care of a boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance and thinking, you know, like a lot of times it's bam, within seconds, there's a diagnosis, an accident, whatever it might be. And you're like, oh, shoot. we were going to, we had talked about, and we were going to get married, but now our years have turned into months, weeks. So that's where I could step in, because I have people that know my passion, my vision, that are ready to drop what they're doing to help. Either. So for instance, my father-in-law actually last month passed away.
Oh man, oh. You've been going through now, it. Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, you know, he had cancer as well. So we, you know, as we were talking, you know, what his mother wanted, she just turned and looked at me and said, can you just please, I'll tell you a little bit of what I want. Otherwise, I just won't show up. I said, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Whatever you want, you know, let me know. I'll take it from here. So, you know, I had, you know, my friend, my mom helped me set up and decorate. My caterer, who splits his time between Florida and Ohio. I actually caught him when he was in Florida. So he actually flew. He booked a flight 4 days before the event and flew home to cater it for me. Wow. So when I say I have people that I can rely on, that's what I'm talking about. Right. It was not months. It was literally days.
Yeah.
I asked him 6 days out, can you do this for me? Because I thought he was in Ohio at the time. So he was there for me when I needed him. And you know, everybody appreciated that, and we got to focus on my father-in-law's life. He was a part of a bunch of social clubs in the community, and all these men showed up to give their homage to him, and we weren't, I mean, it was sad because we know he's not there, but we got to celebrate what he loved.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's
what he was about.
So it's a time factor too. So like a wedding, you might be, I'm a planner, you know, a whole year. Most people tell you, hey, if you don't have the year to plan an event, it ain't gonna turn out right. You're talking about planning events in weeks that would normally take the average person years, but because of your vast Rolodex,
right,
you're able to make things happen faster, and because of your vast connections
and because of my personal experience with it,
you know, in addition to so, right, because you know what it, like, you know, you ain't got a lot of, look, I need a cake, I need it now, this is what I need to look like, I ain't got time to do a whole bunch of revisions and taste testing, this is what I need.
Yeah,
so that, I think that's a true testament to you as well, because you, man, you are like, well, I know you went to Xavier and you graduate and everything. You like the bomb. I love Xavier, right? I love that school. But you're like, in a, I don't want this to sound condescending, but man, you're really smart, because you knew, like, a lot of people won't act on those intuitions. Like, I, you know what, I want to do something different. I need to get a coach. Like, getting most people to get that they need a coach.
Oh,
okay, I've been a coach for 25 years, and it is tough to get people to understand that a coach will help guide you to where you want to go. Right. You just can't get people to get that. So for you to get that and then say, hey, listen, I've got a unique set of skills. I've been a caregiver. I know what turnaround times look like. I know I need reliable, dependable people. Like, that's a very unique skill set that you've acquired, right? And now you're able to push it forward and make people's lives very happy at a very, which could be a very sad time. Very commendable.
Very commendable. Nice job. Because, like, in my celebration of life, and my youngest daughter, who's in charge of it, she never wants to talk about it. She's always like, I don't want to talk about it, mom. And I'm like, well, I want to talk about it, because I have like a list of questions that I want to, I want to have people asked, you know, like, what's your favorite memory of me?
Right.
You know, that's one of the questions, you know.
I'm going to be like getting muted. That's going to be my favorite memory, getting muted.
And then Shelby's gonna say, no, that was my mother's favorite.
Right.
But what I was getting to is, so when you sit down with that loved one, it must be very difficult for you to, you know, like, say, tell me about that person. You know, what are your what do you know? Like, your mother-in-law said, you know what, I don't want to have to deal with, you know, all the planning and stuff. But I imagine that you have to sit down with somebody and say, tell me about this person. What do they like? What would they like? What, you know, what, uh-huh. what is it? What's your vision of how this looks? And that must be a very difficult conversation.
Yes. So, and whether I'm dealing with someone that has passed or terminally ill or, you know, just, you know, a normal event, you know, loved one, you know, I always lead with the question of, tell me about your story.
Mm. Right.
Tell me your love story.
Right. Oh, so cute. I know, right? I'm not even sappy type. And I'm getting sappy
because,
over here.
Well, because I don't want to lead with business, with sell. Right. Like that's I want to lead with my story, right? So right. I lead with, I want to hear the story. Yeah. I want to hear your love story. Like what brought you two together? What kind of things, you know, then, and then go deeper from there. So, you know, in my father-in-law's case, when I was talking to my mother-in-law and Troy and his brother, I said, okay, you guys want me to take care of this. What was his, you know, what was his favorite foods, candies, you know, because mm-hmm. I knew the man loved candy.
Yeah.
He loved mm-hmm. Westerns, mm-hmm. books, and mm-hmm. shows, and I knew certain things, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. there was other things that I needed to, you know, to ask
guidance on.
Yeah. And here. You know, just kind of working through those questions slowly, like taking time is the major key. Like even though it was a time crunch, it was like I needed to know within 6 to 7 days.
Right.
It was fine. Like right. it turned out great.
Yeah.
And just taking the time that she needed and knowing her temperament, I knew she would be okay with whatever. She just wanted to show up.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
And she told me that a couple times. I just want to show up.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, I can take cues from people very well.
Right.
I feel like I can read a room
yeah.
really right. well. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to come up in the room, hey, what's right. up? We're going to party.
Unless it's that kind of room. That's going to be my room.
Unless it's that kind of room.
Party, that's going to be my room.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding you. If my youngest daughter's watching this, she's going to be like, Mom, don't tell people that. But I'm seriously... There's gonna be a soul train line to the
right
where my there party come is on. At. And I wanna see everybody's right. best move right. coming yes. down that soul train line.
Yes.
Right.
You know, right. this whole experience with, you know, his father passing has actually opened him up more about what he would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my family, we've always been open, like, okay, this is what
right.
This is what the will is, this yes. is what, you know, yes. the plot is here, it's going to be here. You know, his family didn't really talk about those things because it's sad, right?
Right.
But, you know, so I just come from a family where we know, like, you better have a block party for me.
Right.
Like, don't be, yeah. oh, no, yeah. be out there. Getting yes. it to Montel
yes.
Jordan.
Yes.
This is how we do Franklin it. For a mix.
Right.
But you
right.
know.
I know my aunt said she got hers already done on DVD because she don't trust that we're going to do nothing correctly. So she got all her instructions written out, how she want things laid out. She like, I already got the DVD that you're going to play because she just don't trust us. My aunt is in the military and she is so militant. And she's worse, 20 times worse than me.
Yeah,
and
I got playlists. Like, I got playlists.
Yeah. Yep. She's got it all down.
Mm-hmm. There won't be no DJ because y'all gonna be playing my music.
My yeah, song.
Like, nope, the door. Nope.
Right.
No. And I yeah. tell yeah. She hates
I mean, it is sad, but I think when you are more prepared as far as, you know, what that person
right.
likes or dislikes. When they do go, you get to spend less time stressed over things when right. you can be, you know, starting your grieving process. Right. That's how I view it. And, mm-hmm. and obviously it's going to be sad. It's not like, okay, celebration right. of life. Woo. Right. I'm feeling right. great. You know, yeah. you're it's. And I actually saw this emotion with my mother-in-law. So, because my father-in-law was in a bunch of social clubs, a couple of them offered to have his celebration of life at their club for free.
Right.
But they were going to have booked out to the end of this month.
Right.
Well, she was like, oh my gosh. Like, no, it stressed her out thinking about it.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. having to wait so long.
Right.
I said, well, let's see if we can try to get it closer, you know, to a certain date, which we were able to. But when I tell you the couple days with after the celebration of life, how I just saw her kind of just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she was so pent up, yeah. nervous, like, oh my God, when is this going to happen? Can we right. get it right. done? Because I need to start my process.
Yeah.
Like, even though she didn't say that, I could yeah. see mm-hmm. that on her. Yeah. And within a couple days of that celebration of life, she just had a different yeah. attitude about her. And she has, I feel like, started what her grieving process looks like.
Yeah. Right. So closure.
And it's different for everybody.
Right. right. So closure and that weight being lifted from her mm-hmm. gave her the permission to
yes.
begin whatever her process looked like. And I think that's really, really crucial. And I feel like for caregivers, there's a lot of that afterwards where they're still, you know, like you said, after, you know, he was cancer free, you still, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine, like, I'm just thinking practical terms, like for my little brother, like his medical bed, he wanted his medical bed out of his house as soon as possible. He wanted right. it out. He was like, I want that thing out of here. I want, uh-huh. all of the, you know, the right. oxygen, the, you know, all the,
right.
get it out of here, you know? And so just that kind of stuff, you know, taking care of all of like the practical things, I'm sure for caregivers is lethargic. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Cathartic. I'm using big words I don't even know, but you know what I mean. It was
no, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, she's doing things to her house that she had always wanted to do, but maybe, you know, my father-in-law was like, you know, so it's her way of starting her grieving process. And right. I'm, you know, it might sound weird to say, but I'm happy for her because, right. you know, they're a bit older. And I feel like when you're a certain age, you need to be enjoying your life. I mean, I period. Think I think everybody every should enjoy their life.
Absolutely.
But she's of the so. Age where she don't need to right. be stressed. Don't need to right. be getting herself right. sick.
Well, I say right. too.
You need to right. ride these waves
yeah.
right
at the highest wave.
I say all the time.
Until it's your time. Yeah.
I say all the time. I can't wait till I'm old enough to where I can just say whatever and everybody be like, well, she's just old, you know.
I can't wait for that too.
Like, you know, when you go to the IHOP Sunday morning and you see somebody yeah. wearing something and you say, what do you have on? What is wrong with you? You know, and everybody like, well, she's just old, you know.
Oh my goodness, yes. Oh, sounds like my grandparents. Uh-huh.
Right.
You just have to excuse them. You know, they're,
you know, and then I always say, you know, they got that part of the brain where it just shut off at a certain age and they don't recognize what they uh-huh. say.
No filter.
Like the, what was it? Claude or Maude or what was the show where the mother didn't have no filter. She used to say whatever she wanted to say.
Oh Lord, you dating must. I'm not, I don't, I'm
I said Maude. I said Maude, and I know people don't know what that is. Your mother might know the show Maude, but it was another one.
No, nope. I don't know what
Golden Girls.
Anyway.
Okay, now I know Golden Girls.
But before she was on the tall one, before she was on Golden Girls, she was on a show called Maude.
Yes.
Way old.
Like old. Archie Bunker old.
Right before that. She came on before him, so way old.
Anyway. Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about...
She's old.
Yeah, I'm almost to the point where I can say what I want, and people be like, she's just old. You got to deliver. I'm almost there.
Old and crusty.
I'm not quite that old.
I tried to slide that in there like you did.
You did. You tried, but we heard you.
Yeah, she's crusty. No, she didn't. I'm crusty with can say big words and know how to say them. No.
Oh, really? Go ahead. I'm listening. What was the word?
Unapologetically. See, I said a word. Unapologetically. So really, no, seriously. You're working in a space where you have to be, you know, kind of like with certain vendors. Hey, I need this now. I got to get it done. So because you're taking care of the people who were the caregivers. Yes. But I'm getting ready to segue to your little surprise, right?
Oh, yeah, because it's 8:30 already. So the
people who need to take care of themselves, the caregivers, what do you say to them when they get that, right? They've got the release, or maybe they don't have it yet. What do you say to caregivers? What they need to do for themselves?
Well, they need to take care of themselves. Right. You know, self-care is huge, especially in this year. But
that's your husband's cue if he's somewhere nearby.
Oh, see? I mean, right? He probably sleep. Look, I tell him he old.
He's gonna have his cue and pop in behind you, right? He's gonna pop in behind you and be ready on cue,
right?
Ready to cue it up for him.
Come on, T. Thompson.
He might peek around the corner.
T. Thompson, come on now.
We gotta see you do it, T. Come on, jump in here and see you do it. Right. Go ahead, tell us all about it.
They calling you, T.
Right? Slacking.
Make your grand entrance.
I'm gonna talk about you. I'm gonna talk about.
He probably sleep.
Okay. What? Well, tell us about caregivers and taking care of yourself and all that good stuff.
Definitely. So I do have a community on Facebook and I'm trying to
did he wake up? What?
I'm trying to build the community.
Oh, there we go. Now are you ready? Are you ready for your moment? Get ready for your moment because she got to do a little pointy thing.
I was about to segue into what I'm launching tomorrow. So
You know your line.
He knows it. He's ready.
Okay.
So because caregivers don't do a great job of taking care of themselves, I have curated a subscription box, but I'm doing a one-time box for Christmas. I'm going to launch a subscription next year. But it's got all kinds of self-care goodies in it. I'm just super excited. I've been working on this so hard for the past couple months. I know I probably drove him crazy. talking about the different businesses that I'm working with. I'm working with a couple small businesses to, you know, help, you know, lift them up and, you know, get them some business mm-hmm. from the box. You know, people like the items, which they should.
They will.
Yeah, and will. but my whole thing, like I said, is, you know, self-care and
teach yourself.
right. Come on, you gotta do it one more time. Do it one more time. And
treat yourself.
That's right. Treat yourself.
I like it.
He loves getting that little snap in. He loves it.
Treat yourself. That's right.
Yeah, you'll go, okay.
Yeah, make you a commercial. He can't bend down
he's
saying,
a ham.
Treat yourself. I know that's right.
He's a ham.
Oh, we love you for that. We love you for getting up out your bed, out your sleep, and coming and doing the treat yourself.
Thank you, T. Thompson.
Thanks, babe.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, he, and I did forget to mention this, but he actually helped me come up with my name of my business.
Okay. Right.
and of my caregiver group. So, because we always say that to each other. And he was like, well, why don't you, because you were trying to give, you know, caregivers tips on how to treat themselves. Why don't you call it treat yourself, you know?
Love it. I freaking love it. So tell us about some of the stuff that's in the box. Because, you know, I said at the top that that's what I'm doing. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Right, so I had to wait. I had to make her suspense because I'm like, "What? She's gonna love this. She's gonna love this, right?"
Let me see if I got something.
Oh, show and tell too.
Absolutely, I love it. She is gonna treat you, teach you how to treat yourself, and show us how to treat yourself with those items that are in her box that is available during the Christmas season.
I love
it.
We're gonna make sure we put all the links in the show.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can because of my background here.
Right.
There it is. Oh, we got a little peek. Oh, right, this is like a Christmas surprise.
Treat yourself.
That's cute. Uh-huh. So it says treat yourself on it.
That's cute.
I have, these are just a few things. I can't spoil it all, you know.
Right.
Wait, I gotta tell you, people in the comments are saying treat yourself.
Treat yourself. I love it.
Right.
I love it. So I'll give just a sneak peek of a few things. Have an air of mystery, you know.
Yes.
But so I have a friend that actually owns all natural, you know, whether it's body lotions, soap bars, you know, those type of things. She actually made me a couple things, and I'm really excited because she stepped out of her comfort zone to make me something for the box that she hasn't done before. But when I tell you, when you get the box and you, before you even open the actual box, you're going to smell all of these things. You're going to, I wanted to make sure that there was, you know, a Christmassy scent plus having that relaxation, like with the lavender.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of peppermint, lavender, and vanilla smells. Nice. So you're going to smell all these good things before you even open the box. But I have another friend that's based out of Tampa, Florida. She made me a candle and bath salts. And the box. Yeah. So I did a poll with a lot of caregivers, and I just asked if someone were to give you something in a bag or a box, what would it be?
Right.
And a lot of people gave me feedback with, you know, bath spa items, candles, wine.
Yeah.
You know, those sort of things. So I'm going to start looking into doing more as time goes on, but this is what I've got so far.
Oh, Ashley, you and I got to talk offline.
Definitely. Because I wrote it down because when you mentioned it, I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Let me write that down real quick.
We got to talk offline for sure.
Yeah.
And I got I got a box that I received from Bubbles Bath Candy. I've got to throw a shout out to her. She makes the most incredible soaps that look like the edible items. I think it would be so cute. And they're all 100% pure, natural, you know, so they can go with any kind of skin types and stuff, especially for people who are sick. A lot of times they're taking medicines and they can't use a lot of that off-the-shelf stuff. So you've got to link up with Bubbles Bath Candy and have her make that little cookie into a soap. It is too cute.
When you were telling me about that, I was like, oh, Lord, I'll get it mixed up and try to eat it.
Right? See, that would be my problem.
It'll be washing your mouth out with soap after you figure out this thing. She makes the cutest things. I think your people would love those, some of those. But
but I love
that is the cutest
thing. So are they available now to order?
So I'm launching first to everybody that got on the wait list.
Okay.
And then I'm doing a full launch on Black Friday, and I'm going live on my Facebook to do an unboxing. I'm calling it unboxing.
Make that what it is. Unboxing subscription box. Right?
Yes. So you know, the first time I'm doing this, I want people to see what they're going to get.
Right.
But then as I go on, I kind of want to have like, I like to be suspenseful. So I want to have some kind of, you know, mystery to the boxes in the future.
Yes. Yes.
But so, my first one, I definitely want to show everybody what they're going to get, you know, and let, and make sure that they know it's, you know, supporting small businesses is super important. It's always been important, but especially this year when so many small businesses have gone out of business because of COVID, I think it's just extra special to support
now. For sure. I agree.
Yeah, no, I think that that is more important now than ever, like you said, because this is something, these few orders that people get could be the difference between them hanging on or not being able to hang on.
Right.
You know, just a few orders can make a big difference in anybody's life. So I think this is really important.
The reason I was asking about whether or not it's available now is because you are targeting, or I hate that word, but your focus is going to be on the people who surround the caregiver, not the caregiver themselves, right?
So the caregiver themselves. So whether you want it, you want to give it to a caregiver, it that's up to you, because I've already sold a couple to non-caregivers because they just
to me, that's the market. If you can get people around the caregiver to give them the box that says treat yourself on it,
right,
you're going, especially for Christmas, like what do you give that person who you know is taking care of their uncle with dementia? You know what I mean?
That's a good point. That's like I was saying to you about, now, you know, I may order one for my friend who's taking care of two parents.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Instead of it, I think what you're saying, if I'm not mistaken, is what you're saying is not so much the caregiver isn't going to think to go order that for themselves.
No.
But the people around them can see they need it. They should rise up to be the person to order it for them.
Yes. Okay. I wasn't understanding.
Yes.
Sharice and Jamie. Yes.
Yeah. That's it. Because I think thinking of two people off the top of my head that I'm like, oh my gosh, they would love this. However, because you have to be careful with a subscription box service, is it a reoccurring charge every month, or do you have, you know, that like Fit, Fab, and Fun, right? You can get on the subscription, but you don't, it doesn't have to be reoccurring. You can do it so that you get that notification, you know, whenever they're about to launch a box, and if there's some left over. So what's your business model as far as that goes?
This is a holiday charge, right?
Yeah, so first I wanted to do just a one-time box to see how that goes.
Perfect.
But I'm already seeing that it's going to do well.
Oh, of course it
because,
is.
Because so many people have like, what? You're doing what? Like, I already know it's going to be good. And I'm just like, how do you, what? You haven't seen what's on the inside yet. I'm not going to ask questions. If you want it, okay.
Because they know but, your story.
Yeah. I know. I always lead with it. And that's what happens. You know, I'm very cognizant of caregivers and what, you know, I'm thinking I would do a bi-monthly.
Yes.
So I want to do something bi-monthly, and I don't want it to be necessarily, you know, you're paying a full year or 6 months out. I want it to be flexible for the both of us. So like, I know how much product to get in.
Right.
But also, if you just can't do it this month, you'll have the opportunity in a couple months. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in an extra tip for you to help you with some vendor things, right? Because you're buying stuff from people who are local. What would be kind of cool would be, in order to make sure that you don't overbuy, they already have products on their shelves. So each month when they do a rotation, they can rotate those out to your people. And that will free up their inventory because it was already paid for, bought, and shelved, right? and then they send it to your subscription box people. Because if you have a lull where it slows up, then they only have to ship out that little bit, and that keeps you from doing inventory, right?
Yeah, that's smart.
So think about, because you're using local people.
Yeah.
It's a little harder when you're doing it from far, but local people, you could say, hey, next month I'm gonna need 9 of these, or 12 of these, or 20 of these, and they can use rotating inventory, not, you know, what's the stuff to the front. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Because those are just as good. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it needs to be moved as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, right. That's absolutely smart. I'm open to all ideas and suggestions.
Everybody with new stuff all the time, right? Keeps you with new things.
I love it. Going. I love it.
Me
so
too.
I went to your website before, and I'm just, you know, blown away by your openness about your story. And I think it's just amazing that, you know, you've created something so powerful and caring, you know, from your situation. And I think caregivers and people who surround the caregiver are going to resonate with that, which is why it will be successful. So before, because we've only got, it always goes by so fast.
When you're having fun.
Always, you know. I didn't know I was going to hear Montel Jordan in my head today. Now I already got that on cue. As soon as we get off, I got to listen to that song because it's all in my head.
My bad.
I'm mad at you.
Right.
So tell people again how to get in touch with you, what your launch schedule is for the rest of this week, and, you know, shout from the highest.
Black Friday is right around the corner, right? Black Friday is what day?
Friday.
Yeah, the 27th.
Oh, Friday. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Time to go by fast.
So if anybody is listening that wants more information, like you can still get on the wait list tonight, because the sneak peek and first look is going to be tomorrow, and a discount code will be given out tomorrow as well for Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday for Black Friday, I'm going live on my Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to have to figure out how to do that at the same time to unbox my box to show everybody what they're going to get. And then they will also get a link to go to with a discount code that's going to work Friday through Cyber Monday.
Okay.
So, and I may offer more discounts as, you know, time goes. But for right now, discount's going to go from Wednesday and Thursday, then Friday through Monday.
Okay.
So
where do they go to get on the wait list tonight? You said if you go tonight, they get on the wait list.
Yes. Tonight, you can go to www.timelessdreamevents. And you will, when you go to that front page, you will literally see at the very end column, it says self-care box. Just click on that. And at the bottom of that page, you'll scroll down and it'll ask you to put in your email address. You will get the super sneak peek tomorrow with the deep discount for Wednesday and Thursday, if you buy Wednesday and Thursday. And then I will be going live on Facebook and Instagram on Friday.
Okay. That's awesome.
That is so cool.
Oh, Ashley, you're just amazing. And I'm so thankful that you signed up for our show. I'm happy to meet you. We are when you go to my site, you're going to be like, holy crap. You're going to be like, this is almost exactly what I'm looking to do eventually. So I would love for us to collaborate.
Yes, please.
I would love to help you in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
You know, because I believe in this business, but more importantly, I believe in you and your mission. So
thank you.
Anything that I can do for you. So my final question, actually, Charisse, did you have any questions or comments for Ashley?
Well, I just want to ditto what you said, which is anything you need from me, please let me know. I sent you a chat just now about what you can use so you can go to multiple things, stream live at once. I sent you a link to something.
Oh, thank you.
But I have to tell you, the one thing that most entrepreneurs share, and I was sharing this earlier with somebody, is that we all have a desire to pay it forward and help other people. Like, most of us are in this because we want to change people's lives and we want to help people. And, you know, you are helping people at probably one of the most overlooked moments of anybody's life, right? So thank you for being in that space.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure. Yes. Thank you. So I hope that you will reach out to us. I hope you'll watch our show every once in a while. I have a podcast as well that I would love to invite you to be on, because it is all about spirituality and spiritual growth, the journey, all of that. So,
I could definitely talk on that.
Yes, and I think that you would be awesome on that show. So let's just stay in touch. All right.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Charisse and I get, I feel like, well, my bank account thinks I need to get paid, but I feel like this, you know, doing this is a labor of love and definitely a passion project. And I always come away with brand new appreciation for all of the different beautiful souls out there. And I'm going to say it, all of the beautiful Black women doing ass shit in the world. I love it.
No, and I think, and that's fine, because it's time for us to get our due desserts, right? It's that's time right. for us to get our just desserts. We and give women, men, people, entrepreneurs, we give everybody mad credit. This is no disrespect, but we are kicking ass and taking names and always have been. And we need to start recognizing it. So with that being said, I'm going to say on Mondays at 11:30 Pacific Standard Time, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, we have a live show that goes live on Facebook, Hopes, Hats, and Sheroes. And we give a shout out to the women who have made an impact or a difference in our lives, or someone who we looked up to or that we found out about. So we pay homage to sheroes. They're not always Black, but the point is we're paying homage to women who are, who are just doing some. You might be my shero next week, because you are just
So that show though that Charisse and I do, we do it with another phenomenal Black woman named Candace Joseph, and we all wear hats and we tell a story about the hat, whether it be something personal or like I did a Michael Jackson hat yesterday, because it tied in with my obsession with Michael Jackson, but it was his white fedora from the video Smooth Criminal. So we start off talking about our hats, and then we talk about our shero. And for me, it was my mother last night. And then we talk about our hope for that week. And so it's really all about just uplifting each other. And like Charisse said, paying homage to those amazing women, whether it be somebody in history, whether it be a celebrity, whether it be somebody in our family, a friend, you know, whatever. So that show is brand new, but yeah, we're loving it.
And I sent you an invite to it. Sometimes you can always invite the name, right? So you have to invite the person name. So I sent you an invite to it, so you can go watch about my hat. My daughter's watching me right now. She'll be like, you wore that hat. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Louise Jackson said, so powerful. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much. And good job with this one right here. I'm just saying, good job.
Right?
Good job. Good job. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We know how hard it is to raise strong women. So
yeah. Self-confident, independent, right? Because we both have beautiful Black daughters.
Yes.
It's tough. Smart, confident, independent.
Yes.
Chasing her dream. Do that thing, girl. Do that
thing. Yeah. My mom is my Shiro. So
yeah,
all right.
That's
through and through.
That's
she's been through it and come back on top. So yeah, she's
right. What I'm talking about.
Yeah. Always. So
well, she's got a story to tell too, you know, from losing a husband and you know, just working through all that. And yeah, but she's an amazing woman. I pray one day
she just said she's amazing. Literally, as you said, she's amazing. She just said she's amazing talking about you. Right?
So we still got to give a shout out to the hubby who is amazing too.
Yes.
Absolutely. He is.
That thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, when I go back in the room, he's gonna be like, hey.
So Ashley, I want to extend an invitation. So if you watch our show, The Hope Hats and Sheroes, if you wear a hat, we will pull you online with us on the show and you get to talk about your hat and your Shiro.
Okay.
So all right.
All right, ladies. I love it.
Thank you so much. Right. It is just
guys, such from a Husker Studios.
Yes.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Bye, Facebook.
Good night.